What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea. Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever.
I am so excited to be here with you guys.
I know, it's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
It really has. I feel like it actually hasn't been that long, but I feel like so much has happened.
A lot has happened.
Yeah. A lot has happened.
Yeah. And I feel like the Halloween episodes feel different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
I know. True. This is our The first one back, I feel a little naked. That's true. Yeah.
I'm like, where's my thumb head?
Right. People are saying it's our best one yet.
I think it is.
People were saying that the thumbs were their favorite.
Jess, round of applause to you.
Truly.
On the thumbs.
My favorite was a comment that was like, Jess's dreams. Don't let your dreams be dreams. Let them become nightmares.
Yes, I saw that. So funny. Also, we're popping off on TikTok. We're going a bit viral, I think, right now.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
The Shark Tale one where we were like dancing. Not even the one where we're jumping in the pool. That one's like not even close.
Wow.
I know. It's just the one where we're dancing in the studio. And then the
Boys in Motion.
Yes, the Boys in Motion.
Ooh,
the dance.
The choreography dance. Yeah, that one's going. That one's doing numbers
nice.
Right now too.
That was so fun.
I know. I think our Halloween episodes are just so fun because I feel like it fuels our like theater kid
totally-ness,
you know, mm-hmm. and it also gives something different like visually for everybody.
It is a big year for us theater kids next year, ladies.
They're making up for 2020.
Yeah.
Right. That's such a good, like a fun time to do like the costumes. I feel like what movies that people like, recently the Taylor Swift one. I feel like girls are dressing up going all out if they didn't get to go and stuff.
But everybody freaked out over the premiere for the Taylor Swift movie.
Yes.
People went on the day it came out to go see the movie. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that hasn't happened in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember like lining up in a movie theater parking lot like 6 hours before midnight for the Hunger Games premiere.
Yes.
And like just so that we could get good seats. Like we had already bought the tickets.
Right. You weren't gonna get a seat.
But it was like it wasn't just like, oh, we have to get there 6 hours early to get a good seat. It was like, this is fun.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. It's a part of the experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And meeting people.
And it was when they only actually did the premiere at midnight, whereas now they'll have like a 6 p.m. showing and it's like, well, if I could see it earlier and not at midnight.
Yeah.
But it was so fun. Like, I have so many memories from doing that with a couple movies, but specifically the first Hunger Game movies, because me and my friends had all read the books and we had a group and we dressed up and they had like the theaters divided into districts. And so you were like waiting in line with your district.
That's
and
so cool.
So fun.
I love that. I did something similar like that with the Jonas Brothers movie.
Oh.
That was so cute.
Cracked, though. It was like delusional. I remember like, we went like early before the premiere of the movie, but also we were in like San Diego. So it's not like we were in LA and it was like this big, huge premiere. Like it was in some like random movie theater in San Diego.
Right.
And it was like me and a few of my friends and we all had our Jonas Brothers shirts on and we were like so excited. And then all of a sudden there was like girls screaming and like running. And we were like, the Jonas Brothers are here.
Right. Because why
they're
else would they be screaming?
At this movie theater.
Right, no, right.
It's this random movie theater. They're here. So the girls, and there's a sea of girls, like tons, were booking it, like running and like around the movie theater. So we go all the way around to the back, back of the
you
parking
lot.
You
said we. Did you run with them?
I absolutely did. Screaming.
I was like, the Jonas Brothers!
No, we were convinced that, like, they were, like, coming out of their, like, you know, black SUV and behind the movie theater. Like, it was so dramatic. So we're, like, running and running and running. And then we get back to the front and everybody's like, wait.
Where's Nick?
What just happened? Like, what was that for? We're at the front again. Like, what? And we were all just like, oh my god, like, what happened?
He got away.
Literally. they got in through the back. And then news reporters started showing up. So then we got, like, really excited.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, they were just there because we were acting, like, crazy. Like, they were just there to be like, and in this local San Diego movie theater, these young girls are, like, it was, that's literally all that happened.
You were the story.
Yeah. Yep. And I remember texting my mom. I was like, Mom, I'm, like, the news people are here. Like, I'm probably going to be on the TV, like, turn the news on. And I think I was, like, in the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So dramatic. But I remember coming home and being like, Mom, we were running around the theater like they were there. Like, what the hell was that for? And she was like, okay, sorry that they weren't there.
The reporter was like, news has broken that the Jonas Brothers are here. In fact, we haven't seen them, but the girls are running laps and laps around the theater.
They probably threw the, like, what is it called? They were the ones
stoked
that were like, oh my god,
the Jonas Brothers, look. And they start running. Mm-hmm. Dude, doing a whole lap, that's kind of funny. Like,
that's,
you get to the front and you're
funny.
Like,
what? We were like, what happened?
Well, and I can imagine the adrenaline.
Oh my god.
I'm about booking to see it. The Jonas Brothers.
Because also we were trying to get in front of each other to get there. Like, it was chaos. And girls were falling.
Oh my god.
I mean, it was a mess. It was a mess.
A stampede.
Yeah, and there was, like, no parents anywhere. So it was just, like, all of these, like, teenage girls just running and screaming, and it was a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is a side story that just came to me, and I feel like I should tell it because it's so embarrassing, and it will just... Because I was thinking, wow, what we do for men, I'll tell you. Young P, young, I'm talking maybe 4, I used to love this little boy on a telenovela, and he was like El Niño del Mar. He's the boy from the sea. And I remember being in Puerto Vallarta on vacation with my friend, my family and my cousins, and obviously some older cousins were picking on me and were like, Paloma, you see that boat over there? Look at that little boat over there in the ocean. I bet you it's the Niño del Mar if you went. I bet you he's coming in on it. And I was like, oh, you're right. It's probably the boat.
Right.
Oh my god.
Of course.
I have to go.
And little me ran directly into the ocean to where my mom then had to chase after me. My uncle then had to chase after me because I ended up getting sucked in by the ocean.
Oh, my god.
Like, it actually ended up being so traumatic for me. And I just remember that moment of, like, seeing the boat and running towards it. And then the waves, like, churning me and churning me and churning me. And then me finally coming out and coming to, like, basically consciousness. And my mom being like, oh my god. And then later they'd be like, what happened? And I was like, ah. And then the cousins got in trouble because they told the young 4-year-old that that little boat was where, you know, so
oh my god,
she was ready to die for love.
So
bro.
Young P threw herself into the ocean, no care. And I obviously, that was the first time I've ever had an experience like that with an ocean, to even know what that feeling was like. So it was just, and I still, like, to this day can, like, close my eyes and feel, like, the churning of that ocean, because it was like a long time. I remember being like, oh my god. And so the things you'll do for guys in love, I guess. Silly.
You were a hopeless romantic from the beginning.
She straight up said, what I did for love.
Dude.
That's wild.
Delusional.
Delusion.
So, and I don't know if I've ever shared that.
No, I've never heard that.
Okay.
But honestly, on brand.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which, by the way, I did just get back from my trip from Hawaii.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. This was, like, 24 hours ago. Like, I just got off a plane. I'm still jet lagged. But it was bliss, you guys. And the ocean was huge. I want to say that. the feet. It was, like, 25 feet. Like,
waves. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
We showed up. And I remember there's, like, all these people, like, trying to film the waves. And there's these surfers coming out. Broken boards. Like, the waves are that big. The lifeguards go on the thing, and they're like, all right, if you're not a strong swimmer, no. And I was like, all right, that's me. That's my cue.
Right.
I already had my situation in Puerto Vallarta. I'm done.
Exactly. And so I told Ryan, I was like, well, you know, I'm not a strong swimmer, and I'm not doing that again. He's like, we know about you in the ocean, girl. You're scared.
Didn't you, like, also have an issue in the ocean, and like Ryan was like trying to save you, and you guys were both like drowning
when we first started dating. Actually,
yeah, okay, right.
I have actually had some stories, near death experiences in the ocean, and I have like this feeling like I might drown or something like that. And so when I'm in the ocean, I'm extra more cautious nowadays. But like, I feel like it's quite often where I'm getting like sucked in, and it's probably because I just like try to be in the ocean and I'm not that strong of a swimmer, and maybe I should stop that. Mm-hmm. But like, I love body surfing and being in the waves and stuff like that. So, and that was that time Ryan and I had first started dating, and we went out into the ocean and we ended up falling into like one of those pockets and it got us sucked in. And I remember I was like super underwater and Ryan and I could not like get our breath, he could tell that I could not get to the surface. And I still remember him going underwater and pushing me, like we were dead underwater. He'd go up, get air, and like just shove me, and I could just feel him trying to push me and then like the waves sucking me back in, to where the lifeguards did have to come and get us. We were in Santa Monica in LA, and the guy did have to come and save us. And I remember Ryan being like super embarrassed that the guy's
Well, the lifeguard had to pick up his girlfriend.
And we had just first started dating, so it was still like, oh my gosh, like this is our maybe our fifth date or so, and we're drowning together, and the lifeguards are saving us. But yeah, so the guys came out on like their jet skis and whatever, and they got us, and we held on to the thing, and they brought us in, and Ryan was like, I'm so sorry I let that happen and whatever. And I was like, dude, you have no control over the ocean. The fact that you were choosing, like,
He was trying to push you out of the rift.
Literally trying to save my life in that moment. And in that moment, I was like, damn, this guy like is serious. Because we could have died right there and he could have just truly tried to save himself. But he was staying back with me, trying to get me to land. And I was like, all right, all right.
I see you.
So that was a good time. But so I didn't test it this time in Hawaii. I was like, no, thank you, Ryan. I'll see you from here. But other than the waves being astronomically high, I did find some parts of the island that were a little quiet, and we got to swim and be together. But it was just a amazing trip that filled my cup, my heart, my soul. And I know that sounds super lame.
No, that's like so sweet.
But it was just, Ryan and I have almost been together for 5 years. And so we've had opportunities to go to each other's houses and get to know each other. But there was just something different about this time, that it was just, he was just showing me his home and just where he grew up. And I don't know, it was just very beautiful and different. And I was just like, oh my God, are we in love on an island right now? Like, should we stay here? And it was just so romantic. And we had lovely sunsets, and we ate a lot, and I hiked to a waterfall, which, oh my gosh.
Oh, I saw your picture. A stunner.
Thank you. I'm not that much of a great, great hiker, but I was like, if there's a waterfall at the end, I'll totally make it worth it. And we made it to the end, and seeing like a waterfall that large and just like getting able to swim into it, and like that's like the destination, is so cool. And I'm like, I've really discovered that like hiking when there's like a cool view or a destination like that, so worth it. Like, shit. Like, getting to that waterfall, I was like, I've forgotten everything that's happened. I'm just like jumping in, and it felt so magical. So she was in her nature era.
Oh, love that. I love that. Your romantic nature era.
I know.
Yeah. So
you found your boy from the sea after all.
I don't know.
Oh my God. It was Ryan on the boat.
Oh my God.
Wait.
Stop, because that's like kind of perfect.
I know, but we'll look at it. We're going to workshop that. That's super cute. Okay. But yeah, so P came back super, super like smitten. And and I'll tell anyone who listened that how much I love my love right now. So it's so lame. I know, you guys.
No, that's beautiful. And like, that's the love you deserve. And like, I'm so happy that you're in a relationship that makes you feel like so in love that it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's all you can hope for your friend.
That's true. That is so true.
Yeah.
I'm sick. I was literally responding back to people. They were like, this photo of you and Ryan. I was like, I'm sick. I'm like literally so in love. I'm ill. That's how I feel. Like it's just, it's so much that I think, what happened that we were just like sitting there and he did something sweet where I was just like, my eyes were swatting, and he's like, Paloma, like, why do you like cry? Like, obviously knows I cry at everything.
Right.
But, and he's like, I just like kind of in that moment was like really asking me like, what gets you to cry? And I was like, I don't know. I feel like I'm just so overwhelmed with love that I can't even contain it anymore, that I have to cry. And he was like, oh my God.
Honestly, so sweet. I feel like that's like, because you can say, you know, I love you as much as you want, right? Mm-hmm. And you can hear that and you feel it and you're like, no, you know, totally, I love you too and whatever. And people do things for you and you feel love like that. But like to see somebody so overcome with emotion mm-hmm. for how much they love you is like a whole other thing. That's like, you know, when you're like with your mom and they're just like, I love you so much. And they're crying and you're like, oh my God, like, yeah. I know you love me, but like, damn, you yeah. know what I mean? It's like, yeah. it's like that.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's beautiful.
Aww. It's like, that's why everyone cries at weddings when the groom starts crying at the totally. End of the aisle.
Totally. Right.
Like, it's that feeling of just like, oh my gosh, like, you love this person so much mm-hmm. that it is spilling out of you. Mm-hmm. And like, that's what it's like to be around you today. Like, I yeah. just feel that.
Yeah, you showed up and we were like, you're glowing.
Yeah.
You're literally smiling ear to ear.
She's in love.
Totally.
I'm acting yeah. like that. I'm acting like such a fool, you guys. It's really true. It's, ugh. But I'm just holding on to it so much because it's just like, that moment is so precious and I just mm-hmm. want to treasure it and just like not think about anything. And I'm like, it's just us on this island, baby. It's right. just you and me.
You and me against the world.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's you and him against the ocean.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. So I will say after this last trip, I was like, Ryan, do you think that when I get back, it would be smart to like get some swim lessons for like to make myself stronger? Because again, I was like hesitant and he was like, I don't know if you need like lessons because like you got the thing down. You just need right. to be like a confident, strong. And I was yeah. like, I feel like the confidence is not the problem. I'm out there.
Right. like you can swim yeah. like that. But yeah. You, yeah.
So might be taking some like lessons or something.
Yeah,
because
you
I just want to be more confident in that space. And like I want to do more of that. So and like snorkeling and stuff like that. Like after hearing your story, I'm like, I want to do that, but am I strong enough?
Well, you don't
want
to be that guy.
You don't want to be Denver boy.
I don't want to be Denver boy. Right. So send me your swim lessons in San Diego, Los Angeles.
Right.
Yeah, you should, because I feel like, I don't know, I feel like there's a lot of things that it kind of feels like if you didn't do that as a kid, right? Oh, mm-hmm. swim lessons, riding a bike, like things like that. It's like, well, I'm an adult now. I missed it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't. You
That's actually so true.
Yeah, you right. can always go back and learn those things and revisit those things. And I think it's really great, too, because, like, we're still so young.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like, we're in our 20s. Like,
yeah.
You know, we're very young in adult years. You've mm-hmm. got lots of time to enjoy swimming.
Right.
So if you can do something to make it more enjoyable for yourself, go for it.
I'm totally yeah. doing it. Done. Who cares?
Yeah.
I'm swimming.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
What about you, love ladies? That. What were you doing while I was on an island?
Well, not the same, but same like romantic love vibe. I met Ryan, one of Ryan's sisters
this
past week, which was like great. I was nervous. It's my first time meeting like any of his family.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, I gotta like, what am I gonna wear? How's my makeup gonna be? Like, what are we doing? Like, it, you know. But it was perfect. Like, it literally couldn't have gone better. We had like a charcuterie board and wine, like at this park, oversee like the Hollywood sign, and we watched wow. the sunset. It was gorgeous. It was amazing.
Oh my gosh.
And it was super fun. She was so cute, so fun. Like, afterwards, Ryan was like, okay, I'm like getting tired. Like, let's go. And then she was like, okay, bye, Ryan. She was like, a girl, Ryan, do you like want to hang out still? I'm like, hang out. I was like, oh my God. Love that. Great sign.
Yeah.
Great sign.
Fantastic sign. So, love that. Also, the week that this episode comes out, we will have celebrated our 1-year anniversary.
Oh,
wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Actually, though.
1 year, you yeah. guys. That's huge.
It's huge. And it's wild because I'm like, I feel like I just like told you guys that we were together. Like, I feel like we were just here. Like, I have a boyfriend.
At Miguel's.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Because, you know, I knew about Ryan. You told me about Ryan. And, you know, obviously, like, it's not, you guys knew each other for a while before you started right. dating. And so I knew of him.
Yeah.
But not that it was
like official.
Serious.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was at Miguel's that you were like, okay, so like, I'm kind of, I think this is like gonna be something.
Like a thing.
And I yeah. was like,
yeah. So it's already been a year. We're here already. And I mean, we haven't had celebrations yet or anything, but I'm sure it's gonna be amazing and perfect and beautiful. And we're very happy and in love and it's great.
Aww. I'm so happy for you.
Yes. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, do you guys have any plans to celebrate
yes.
just yet?
Yes. So we're going to go to a restaurant in Beverly Hills, which I'm like super excited about because ooh. Beverly Hills.
Heels.
Yeah. Bougie. Mm. The heels. And then I think we're going to get a little like cute like one night stay at a hotel down there too and just like aww. Be together and like be like, you know.
A staycation, baby.
Yeah. A staycation. Yeah. So just very cute, very chilled, simple. I'm like, we don't need to do the most. Like, mm-hmm. let's just be together. Like, that's all I really want.
Yeah.
But yeah, super good. It's going. I mean, definitely I was like, let's do a little, you know, what was I calling it? I was like, a little check-in, you know, a little, we're here. It's been a year. Right. So let's do a little.
It's our annual review.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Performance. Let's go through all
exactly,
of that.
Exactly. Exactly. And just, you know, to like, just make sure we're like still feeling it and doing yeah. good. I mean, obviously, like if we weren't, we wouldn't still be together. But you know what I mean? Like you get caught up in living your life and you don't really like do those check-ins mm-hmm. and right. stuff. So it was important to me to be like, okay, like we're going to celebrate this 1 year and it's so exciting and beautiful and wonderful. But like, let's also talk about like how the year has been, how we want the next year to look and like just stuff like that, just so that we can stay on the same page. And that's been like really great and nothing that I've ever done in a relationship before. And I think that this is going to help this one be successful.
Yeah.
But that's been cool. But also what's cooler than that, I hate to say it, I watched 5 scary movies this Halloween season.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Five. Like actual scary, like mm-hmm. real, real scary.
Well, one of them was supposed to be scary, but it just was bad. And so it wasn't scary.
Which one?
It was funny. Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the one with Pete Davidson.
Oh.
So, I mean, if you, it's like not scary. It's okay. like supposed it's to be, ha-ha. But it was like, I think it's actually supposed to be scary.
Oh.
But it just simply not. Was not. And so we just like talked through the whole thing and laughed because it was bad.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I watched 5 scary movies and I wasn't scared at all.
Oh, that's great.
And Ryan was like, I feel like you have just hyped up scary movies in your brain and you've just like, I'm going to be so scared. I'm going to do this and this and this and like freak out. But like they're more scary in your head than they are in real life.
Right.
So he's like, I think you just might have done all of that, made all of that up in right. your head, which like honestly is fine. And I love that because I mean, obviously there are really scary movies that are like truly terrifying. And I'm like not going to try to do that. I do think now that I've survived 5 scary movies, hadn't had a single nightmare, haven't even thought about it after the movie was over, like, going in the dark, like all that's like fine, so fine. Ryan was having a hard time. He was scared.
Oh,
I hate to put him on blast. Sorry, guys. But he was like, I'm scared. Like, I can't stop thinking about it. I was like, oh, come here. I was like, I'm chilling, bro. Like, not even thinking about it.
Which how one? The turntables have turned.
Yeah. Literally, literally.
Which one you think got to him specifically? Which one was the scary one? Just to know to avoid.
Yeah, but it wasn't scary. I don't know.
Well,
I just think,
well,
like,
to you.
Yeah, I guess.
Say, boy, yeah, Ryan.
I guess. I know. I guess he would say otherwise. We watched one called The Witch, and it was about like
I heard that one was scary.
I mean,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess I just thought it was a really good movie. Oh. Like I was like, this is good. I mean, jump scares. Yes, I'm like, ooh, you know, I'm jumping.
Right, but that doesn't stay with you.
No, and right? It was just in the moment. I was like, this is a really good movie, and I walked away, and I was like,
I feel like you discovered this Halloween that you are that not I'm, fearful.
Yeah, I got big movies. Steel balls.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. Basically.
Feel like, pretty good
am
about that.
I better than everyone?
I think I am, dude. Okay, so you know that trend on TikTok? It was like a few weeks or a few months ago, where the goatee one, they were like, you know, daddy's home. You know
yes.
that one? Yeah. That's how I felt when Ryan was like, I'm scared. I'm like, oh, it's daddy's okay, home. Sugar. I hold you. But yeah, so I guess I'm just really cool now and I can watch scary movies. Watch me watch one and have like the worst nightmares ever and like want to
die. Well, now the Halloween season is over. I'm like, well, isn't there a Christmas one called like Krampus or something? I'm like, you could do that.
Oh, that's tea.
Yeah. But other than that, I feel like, I mean.
I guess it's like.
There's a horror film that's coming out. I keep seeing it like, you know, during October where YouTube just gives you a bunch of scary movie
yes.
trailers
yes.
and previews and stuff to watch. And yep. you're just like closing your eyes
wish
and
would stop.
Five, be like, skip in 5 seconds.
Yes.
There's one that keeps coming up on mine. It's called Thanksgiving. And it's like kind of Michael Myers-esque, like mask, but with like a pilgrim. It looks terrifying. I'm not going to watch it.
No, thank you.
Oh. Well, there you go.
I guess. I mean, maybe that's what I'll do for only the holidays. I'm like, is there a scary movie for this holiday? I'll watch that.
Right.
Honestly, I think my fear of like real life is way scarier than these movies, and that's probably why it's like not stressing me out.
You watch it and you're like, oh,
I'm like, this isn't scarier than the man down the street, so
right,
we good.
Right, right. You're like, you know,
like, this isn't scarier than my bills.
Yeah,
so
yeah, right.
It's fine.
Slight, what is
so
it? Slight
good.
Work, no reaction.
Yeah, slight work, no reaction.
Yeah. That's my update. Just been really just chilling, hanging out, vibing, filming a lot. We've been doing a lot of Schulze Collective videos and podcast stuff. It's been going.
Yeah. And now.
I know. For now the moment you've all been waiting for.
Well, what we haven't done yet, actually, is the group chat.
Ah,
I'm like, should we enter the group chat? Yes. We'll talk about the baby inside of me.
Yes. Okay, yes. Thank you for that segue, because we would have we were knee deep in other things.
But I didn't want to stop it. I'm like, this is so good.
I know. But before we get into all of the fun baby things, we are going to be reading a message from the group chat from our friend Emily. Hi, girls. I loved Paloma's story about wearing her hair like she did when she was a kid. I have recently been seeing fashion content on TikTok and Instagram that says our childhood selves can be our own fashion inspo. I would love to see the girls / the whole crew create childhood outfits from photos or modernize childhood outfits into modern outfits you would wear now. Love y'all so much. Great idea.
I love that. I love that. And you are so absolutely right, because it happened when I found the socks, like the little socks with the lace on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw them on, like, while I was shopping, and they popped on me on Amazon. Actually, I got this from Amazon. I was scrolling through and they were like, for you. And I was like, oh, those are so cute. Those remind me of the ones when I was little. And I was like, well, you know what? Why don't you get those?
Right.
Yeah.
And I put them on, and I remember just really being like, damn, is it silly? Like, you used to wear these when you were little. And I was like, but they make you so happy when you were little, and you're making you happy now. And I was like, right. And we're doing stuff for me. I love this. And
right.
I love the bows. I love the little things. And I won't lie to you. I have caught myself thoughts in my brain being like, don't you think you're a little too old for that? And I tell them, shut up. I'm happy.
I'm having fun.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Clothes are not that serious. It's fabric that you put on your body.
Right.
Literally.
You know? And I do think there is very much this thing, especially towards women, that's like, why are you dressing like that? Grow up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, oh, what are you? An overgrown toddler? It's like, toddlers have great clothes.
Right.
Like, the stuff I buy for Grace, I'm like, how do I get this in my size?
Right.
When you're at H&M, I be seeing like the cutest little thing. I'm like, if they had that in my size, if it wasn't for a toddler. But
yes.
They always make the best clothes for kids, especially like Nike too. I recently went to Dick's Sporting Goods and like they had some really cute hoodies.
Dude, the shoes.
Yes.
The shoes.
Why do I only have like beige, white, and black?
I want light up shoes.
I was just going to say, why don't mine line up? That's ridiculous. And to the same thing I was thinking about recently, where it's like, when do we get to a place where we switch from encouraging girls, like, you can be anything you want. Mm. You can do this. You can do that. And at what age does it swap? And we're like,
you can't do that. You shouldn't be doing
why
that.
Why are you doing that?
Stay
why
in
are
your
you
lane.
This? When does that?
Honestly, I feel like puberty.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe it's one of the, maybe I'm reading way too much into this, but maybe it's one of those things where it's fine when it's theoretical.
Mm.
Right? You're a little girl. You can be the president. You can go to the moon.
Mm. Right, because you're five and like, no, you can't actually.
Yeah. And
right
then now. when girls and women start getting to an age where they are really thinking about who they want to be and what they want to do and what the limitations are, then it's like, well, come on, pipe down.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You
right.
really think you could be president?
Right. When it's like 5 minutes ago, I told you, you are confident, you are strong, you can do anything. Mm-hmm. And then 5 years later, they grow up and they're like, I feel like I can do anything. And they're like, oh, she thinks she can do anything.
Oh my. Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Like, when did we switch? And that has been on my mind lately as I am. I think that when this episode goes out the next day, I will be turning 28. So
I am
getting into the older of my 20s. And I have just spent so much time reflecting on this year and my past years. And that idea has popped into my head. And I was like, when was the switch? And maybe we should have a whole episode and like chatting more about that.
Yeah.
But just like truly, because I see the girls now, like Grace, we're like, girl, you can do anything. And I see her and I believe it. And I'm like, you literally, you, the sky
whatever
is the
want.
Limit.
Yeah.
Anything
yeah.
you want. And if she were to say, I can do this, I would believe her.
Right.
But why do I feel like when she's 15 and she's like, I feel like I could be president, people would be like,
all right, girl.
Yeah. All right.
Right.
That is that same girl. That is that same young girl. Who,
right. That
who,
we were hyping up.
That we were telling her and building her up. And why to a certain age are we then going to start tearing her down?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Weird. Anyways, that's been on my heart.
Yeah.
And it feels, you know,
right.
and it with hand in hand with the thing of like, am I too old for that? Am I too old for that? And I decided I get to decide how old I am, because what? I can't wear a bow in my hair because I'm like 40 or 50. Like, who the hell cares?
Right.
And shortly after, I was watching Sex and the City and Miss Carrie Bradshaw had like this gorgeous long black bow in her hair. And I was like, and she looks so good. And this woman is like over 50. And I'm not thinking she's too old for that. that is right. just like society, like putting that in my brain. Like, mm-hmm. you're too old, Paloma, don't do that. And I'm like choosing not to ignore it. So I will continue to be wearing what makes me happy.
Period.
I love that. Love that. I saw this TikTok that was this older woman talking about how like she doesn't want to age gracefully. Like people talk about mm-hmm. aging gracefully. She wants to age eccentrically.
I saw that
yes.
TikTok.
Yes. Yep. And she's like, I don't want to be perfectly mild mannered in my beige sweater with my like perfectly styled gray hair.
Right.
I want my hair to be crazy and my clothes to be colorful and for me to have 10 different strands of jewelry that I've collected over my life.
Right.
And I'm like, that is how I want
to
be.
I think that's how this generation, when we get to that age, is going to be. And I think we're going to look a lot different
yeah.
than the past generation of like older women.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think we already do.
Totally.
Like, true.
Like, I think about like women in their 30s, like 20 years ago or even 10 years ago, like we're approaching our 30s. I'm like, my mom was not dressing the way I dress at 27. Mm-hmm. Like she wasn't wearing ripped jeans and like crop tops, but mm-hmm. like here I am.
It's giving like a business casual versus.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we're just like wearing ripped jeans and like hoodies and we're like, yeah, 30.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think people are starting to reject this idea of you have to dress a certain way at a certain age. I think there is an element of that that's like when you have a job that has a certain dress code, like obviously you have to dress a certain right. way. But like when you're off the clock, that doesn't mean that has to continue.
Right.
Right.
Right. I think especially I see a lot and I get comments like this sometimes that are like, you're a mom and you're dressing like that. Right. People say that like you're right. a mom. Like, right.
Right.
Come on. You have kids like right. and you're going to dress like that. It's like, yeah. yes. Absolutely, I 100%. Am. Like,
yeah.
Why should, just because you're a certain age or yeah. at a certain part of your life or you have kids, why should that change the way that you express yourself through your clothes? And also, like, now, I don't know, I'm about to be a mom of two girls. Like,
bro.
Two right? girls. I feel like my mission in life is, like, through my work and also, like, through raising my kids is to, like, empower women.
Right. Yes.
That's what I want to do.
Oh, like, I just got chills. Shit. Yes.
I want Grace to be so many things and I want her to be happy and I want her to be fulfilled. But more than anything, I want her to be like sure of herself.
Mm-hmm.
And like for this baby too, like I just want to raise girls who become women who are so sure of themselves, whoever they are, who are confident in who they are and who don't like dull their light for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And like finding out I was having another girl, I'm like, oh my God, like I don't know. I love girls.
Yeah. Right.
I love women. And like, I'm sure if I was having a boy, I'd be like, oh my God, this is so amazing too. Right. And
right.
like, there's benefits to having one of each or to having two boys and two girls. Yeah. But something about that, I think also I found out I was having a girl at 11 weeks. And that was a time when I still hadn't like fully accepted that this pregnancy was going to work out. Mm. I was still like, I would say things like, well, if this pregnancy works out or right. like, if I'm still pregnant then, or if, like, I didn't even want to talk about, like, my birth plan or anything right, like that right, yet. Because right. I'm like, well, it's probably not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And when I found that out, because I, with my two miscarriages, I didn't know the sex.
Mm-hmm.
So finding out it was a girl, I'm like, oh, this is, now this pregnancy is in the category of my pregnancy with Grace.
Right.
Which mm-hmm. I now have a 2-year-old versus my other two pregnancies where, like, they didn't work out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it was just, like, very emotional and, like, very... I don't know. It felt very real
mm-hmm. yeah.
to find out and like meant to be.
Yeah. I was going to yeah. say it feels right that you yes. would have like, I like, yes, of course. Like if you were like, I'm having a boy, we'd be like, yeah, fuck yeah. I'd love to see it. But like you being like, I'm having a girl. We were like, right.
Right.
Right. That checks out. That makes sense.
Like,
that's
yeah.
what we're doing here. This yeah. is a this female household.
Yeah. Like, this is a girl's
like,
home.
Like, it's girls and Steven.
Yeah. 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 And he's such a great girl dad.
Oh,
that,
my
like,
God.
Totally
yeah.
just,
it just makes sense.
It really just makes sense. And yeah. it's such a blessing. Wow.
Truly. Such a blessing. Oh. Grace is so blessed to grow up, like, with you guys all around.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even before we were filming, like, she's in here. She's playing pretend that Cinderella and, you know, Jaden's the cat and
yeah.
you're right. the stepmother and I'm the yeah. stepson. Like, she has all of these amazing women around her that just love her mm-hmm. immensely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel so grateful for all of you for, like, being part of her life and also just showing her through being yourselves what it means to, like, be an amazing, strong woman.
Oh, my God.
Like... I mean it. Like, she grows up every day so seeing the people that we work with.
Right.
And has not just one role model who she can look to. Because I think most of us probably grew up with someone in our life, whether it was like an aunt or a family friend or a friend of their mom, mm-hmm. or even their mom, who they're like, that is what it means to be a woman. And mm-hmm. I want to be like that. Mm-hmm. She has like a dozen.
Wow. That's like, you know, those people who like have kids and there's like a bunch of people around, like it literally takes a village. I feel like that's kind of what it's going to be like. I mean, with all the little babies that are going to be running around here, like there's so many of us to even, we all speak to her differently. We all look differently. I think there's so many of us that she can look to and be like, love that, love that, love all this is happening here. And these are all like my mom's friends.
Yeah.
So
honestly, when you said that, it made me realize, right, because a lot of people say it's important for a child to see their father treat their mother well, because it's like, that's how a partner should treat me. Mm-hmm. But also seeing you guys in our friendships, that I hope will teach her, that's how a friend should treat me.
Right.
Yes.
Right. That's what a friend should be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I hope that, like, my hope for her would be that she can find friendships that are like the way that we are.
Right. Yeah.
And like, it's just so amazing to have that. And then like now having another girl who's going to grow up in that, I'm like, I'm so freaking blessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So blessed. And to have you guys and, you know, my family super supportive. And like, I really feel like I have the most amazing support system in the world, and it makes all the difference.
Right.
And like, even to step back a little bit, telling you guys I was pregnant.
Well, watching the video that you posted had me crying all over again, and I... Take it away.
No, I mean, I watched it, and I was like, oh my God, this is so cute. And then we got to our part, and I was like, oh, I remember this. This looks really beautiful, because that's beautiful music over
right?
it.
But you can't hear the audio.
No, can't. Please.
I have been so excited to tell this story on the podcast, because... So I found out I was pregnant, and I, you know, I wasn't ready to tell really anyone yet, except I called Kenzie 0.5 seconds after I found out,
right,
before I told Steven.
And listen, honestly, would be me.
I was going to say, honestly.
Right.
Well, Steven was at work, so it's like, I didn't want to tell him over the phone, but like, right. I've got to tell somebody.
Right.
So immediately,
do you have a second?
Right.
She's like, yeah.
And I'm like,
I'm pregnant. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
Oh my god. Right. And we're talking all of that, you know. So Kenzie was like the first one to know. Other than that, my mom, like, I just, you know, I wanted to make sure things were good and just take it day by day. At 6 weeks, we had a podcast shoot here, and that day was the first day that I got morning sickness, the very first day.
Oh, yeah.
So, well,
we didn't know that.
And mind you, I was going to say, we have to disclose that Ryan and I did not know by this time. We did not know.
They didn't know yet. Jess didn't know yet. And I, all of a sudden, I thought I was going to be totally fine. I had no symptoms really yet. All of a sudden, I go downstairs between episodes. I am throwing up. I'm like looking at my clock. We're supposed to be sitting back down in like 2 minutes. And as I am actively throwing up, and I'm like, running the sink so you guys don't hear. Oh, and I'm so just like, funny.
Well, she texted, she's like, I'm just having some bathroom troubles. And we were like, oh, but take your time, girl.
I was like, oh, girl, I get it.
Right. He literally was like, I've got tummy troubles. I get it. So I'm down there. I'm like, oh, I'm like, how am I going to get back up there? Like, I don't even know if I can at this point. So I like take some time. I'm okay. I'm, you know, brushing my teeth and putting my clothes on. And I'm like, I come back up. I'm just like, I'm so sorry, guys. Like, I'm having diarrhea.
Yeah, yep. We were like, it's all good.
Because, like,
yeah.
I'm like, what else am I going to say?
No, because you were gone for, like, a minute.
It was a while.
Yeah.
And there's a vlog clip where I come back upstairs and Steven's sitting in my seat.
Oh, yes. Oh, it was that time.
It was that time.
Oh, my God, I'm screaming.
And I'm like, haha, like, I'm 10 minutes late and Steven takes my seat. That's why. And he was covering for me.
Oh, nice.
Now we know.
Okay.
So genius. That was, I think, 2 weeks before the burlesque shoot, or maybe a week before.
I think it was just a week before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably a week.
But it was after that I was like, okay, because I had an ultrasound like a couple days after that shoot. So I was like, if the next ultrasound looks good, I'm going to tell Ryan and P and Jess. And I had already told Rachel right before the burlesque shoot, because I was like, hey, girl, like, I'm going to need some help at this shoot, probably.
Mm-hmm. Right. right.
So we go to the shoot and I'm throwing up in the bathroom and Rachel's covering for me. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able, like, I'm worried. I'm like, we got the studio and the expert and all of this. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. I ended up being fine. We did the shoot. It was great. We did the burlesque class. I just, you know, we didn't include any floor work in the class, which was one of the things I had told Rachel.
Oh. So,
yeah. Oh. Fun. We didn't know. We didn't know.
I had no idea.
We did not know when we were shooting burlesque. So, like, the fact that you were feeling unwell.
Right.
No, you played it off so well.
You played
I had no idea.
I had just told Rachel, because I was like, hey, you know, tell, like, I don't know if you want to tell the burlesque instructor that I'm pregnant, or if you want to just, like, tell her not to do any, you know, floor work or things laying on my stomach or anything like that. But yeah, it ended up being great. I thought the class was super amazing. The video was great.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm ready to tell Ryan and Peeb.
Right.
So we go out to lunch. And like, here's the thing. You guys know our dynamic. I'm not going to be like, guess what? Like, bundle of joy coming 2024. Like, absolutely not. I'm like, I've got to do something spicy.
Right.
So I had told them that I was on antibiotics because they were like, oh, have a white claw. I'm like, oh, I'm on antibiotics.
Right.
Which was like my cover my entire first trimester.
Right. Yeah.
Like at my cousin's bachelorette party, on antibiotics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I was on a 14-week course of antibiotics.
Yeah. These were some heavy-duty antibiotics.
And like, we just simply didn't ask any questions. We were like, damn, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hope you get better, like, yeah. I guess. Like, I don't know.
Well, the antibiotics seemed legit when she totally told us. Like, totally, she was like, yeah. Totally. Like, yeah.
So we're out at lunch and I'm like, oh, okay. So I have the craziest story for you guys. You know how I've been on antibiotics? Yeah. Well, and I was really sick and they didn't know why. So I went to the doctor and I got a bunch of testing done. And they were like, you actually have a parasite in you. And Ryan is like jaw on the floor. Like, just... a parasite?
Gooped, gagged.
And Rachel's dying laughing because I didn't tell her this is how I was going to tell them. I just told her, you know,
right.
I'm going to tell them. And P's like, oh my God. And I'm like, yeah. And while this parasite is in me, I like have to be super careful. Like I can't go on roller coasters. I can't drink. I can't like do anything. Like I have to be so careful. And I have to keep the parasite in me for 9 months. And at this point, I thought 9 months, they're going to get it.
Right.
No.
Not even close. I'm still gagged at the parasite. Because this whole time, she's like explaining what she can or can't do. I'm just trying to visualize what a parasite looks like.
Right. I've never even been told like, that I don't even had a parasite. Know. And I'm like, okay.
I'm like, okay, like it's antibiotics. Got like 40 legs.
How do we get this? Like, and Sierra's like, and I'm going to have to like, and I get, did you say?
What did you say?
I said, and I have to like, oh no, this is what I said. I said, and they like, I have to get it out. Like after the 9 months, I have to like give birth to it. And right. Ryan goes like, shit it out.
You stupid bitch.
I know.
Like shit it out.
I like, because I just like, could kinda. Not, I could. And that's what you said. You were like, kinda. And I was like, bro, what the hell? Like, ew, and like, are you okay?
Bro.
I still, you got it before I did.
When she said 9 months, that's what I was like, and that I think is worth it.
And then I think Rachel said, like, Rachel was dying what laughing, and she goes, this is how you tell them?
Yeah, yeah. You're blacked out.
I I don't think I realized until you were like, are you pregnant?
Yeah, and then I said, I'm pregnant.
And
then
I was like, oh my God. That's what we're doing. Me, I'm like, a baby and a parasite? She's like,
do we have to? Are we going to deliver them at the same time?
Twins?
We're like, oh my God. Help.
It was so funny. It was honestly like the best way to tell you guys every inch of it. I was like, this is amazing.
And Sierra was so smart about shooting it because you were like, oh, yes. I'm trying to get a time lapse. She was like,
I'm going to time lapse of the sunset. And I remember I looked at you like, good, there was no sunset, but whatever. Like,
she's like setting a time. I'm trying to get
it's like
time
right
lapse.
On you. I'm like, I'm getting a time lapse.
And I was like, I remember I looked and I was like, okay. Well, whatever. Like, she's doing what she
got
to do.
She got a vision. Slay.
Yeah, exactly. I said this influencer things.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And then we were like, oh my God.
Holy
now
shit.
Now that we're here.
Yeah.
Amazing. Love to see it, love to hear it. Now I know why you're not drinking. Yeah. Now, I got it.
Right.
And then you started crying, obviously.
Obviously. Oh, But what great news.
No, I mean, like, fantastic news. Oh, and then we sat there and we were like, oh my God, congratulations. And then we were like, not you both being pregnant, right? Because Rachel was there too. We were like, oh my God, you guys are both like, oh my God.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's yes. true. Yes.
And it's yeah. so fun to be pregnant at the same time as her. We're like a month and a half apart.
That That's is
like
crazy. So fun.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I know you don't want to have kids, but I am very serious.
I know. I know. She's always like, if we could just plan it out and we could just, oh my bro, I don't know what
she's like, I don't even have those plans. I was like, all right, well, we'll revisit later when I'm pregnant.
I'll be there every step of the way.
But I will say it is, because my last pregnancy, I was pregnant at the same time as Kenzie, which was special.
Yes, yes.
But she was really sick in her pregnancy. And she, when I told her, she goes, oh my God, I'm going to be there for everything. And it was so sweet, because like it is, you know, it's a different thing to have a friend who's there who's not going through it, and to still be so involved in like the process. And it's so fun. Which actually was funny when I told her, literally like the day after I told her and we're on the phone and stuff, she goes, okay, so like now that the pregnancy news has like sunk in, I have to tell you, I am like so excited to go visit you in the hospital so I can drink the guava juice that they gave me when I was in labor at the hospital.
What?
The guava juice.
The guava juice. Our hospital, because we gave birth at the same hospital. I'm going to give birth there again. Great experience. Well, you know, the process of getting Grace out, not great experience. But the hospital, the staff, the nurses, the doctors, amazing.
The juice.
The guava juice. When you're in labor, they, you know, will bring you water or juice or whatever, you know, they have. They have like broth, soup broth, like all these different things. Our hospital has a guava juice that is the single best juice I have ever tasted. I'm not a juice girl.
Okay.
I've had guava juice. This is like I don't know what they put in this. It is amazing. When I told Kenzie when I was pregnant with Grace, she's like, get the guava juice. TJ and I still talk about the guava juice.
I'm screaming.
So the whole time I was in labor, I'm drinking this guava juice. It is amazing. Postpartum, drinking the guava juice.
Right.
The fact that literally the day after I told her, she's like, and can I please come visit you in the hospital so I can have the guava juice? And I'm like, I actually was just thinking about the guava juice.
Okay.
While you're there, can you ask the ladies where it's from, please? You're like, okay.
I really should.
Are we fresh pressing this Trader Joe's? Right. What are we doing?
I think it's like a dispenser, like in their soda dispenser.
Yeah. I think Kenzie's asked, because I asked Kenzie.
Yeah.
And then everybody's, I sent Rachel when she toured her hospital. I told her about the guava juice.
Ask about the guava juice.
And she was like, do all the hospitals have guava? I was like, yeah, I don't know, but you need to ask.
And they have the crunchy ice.
Oh,
so they'll bring you the big jug filled with ice and guava juice, and so good. So good.
I can picture myself. I'm like, okay, Paloma's like had her baby, whatever, and I'm like holding the baby, and I'm like, love to see it. I know that you can't drink this right now, but we're gonna toast this baby. It's just gonna be me. Yeah. Like, cheers, baby. But also, okay, so the guava juice is important.
Yes, very excited about the guava juice.
Cravings.
You know,
what's
I've,
that about?
I've had mostly food aversions so far, which is like the worst, because it's the opposite of cravings. Mm-hmm. It's like even my favorite foods, I'm like, that sounds disgusting.
Oh,
like, and even sometimes the most bland things. Like, I was feeling really nauseous, and Steven's like, what about just like French fries? Like, do you want just like French fries and a soda? I'm like, ew, gross.
Rude.
Who am I?
Right.
So that sucked. But just last week, I was on TikTok and I saw this recipe for a Hawaiian bread, like cheesy bread.
I
like
saw garlic bread. It and I saved it.
I have everything for it, and I want to make it for you guys during our lunch break. Oh, and we can talk about it on the next episode, because it is unreal. It's you take a mozzarella and Parmesan mix. Well, actually, the recipe said just mozzarella, but the Parmesan mix is better.
Okay. Period.
Cut the Hawaiian rolls.
Okay.
Shove it in every crack and crevice.
Yep.
Then you melt butter. You do minced garlic, a little more Parmesan, some garlic powder. Mix it, and parsley. Mix it up. Slather it on top. Put it in the oven. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
So I see this on TikTok. I'm like, this is the first thing that sounds, like, amazing.
And you, like, need it.
Yep. It's 9 o'clock at night. Grace is in bed. I'm like, Steven, I'm going to Target. So I go, I get the stuff that I need. I come home. I'm like, well, I'm at Target. I'm calling Steven, preheat the oven to 400 degrees, please.
Right.
Because when I get home, I am making this.
Right.
It was every ounce as good as I hoped. And I didn't get the ick. That's the thing. I keep making things that sound good and then taking a bite and being like,
ew.
It just hits slightly wrong.
Right.
And then I'm like, I'm going to throw up now. This garlic bread, that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. I am so excited to make it again. I'm so excited for you guys to try it and tell me if it's like really that good or if I'm just pregnant.
Well, I saw it on TikTok and I was like, damn.
Oh, you saw it too.
I did see it. I saved it.
I love cheesy bread.
So good.
I'm very
interested. And I love Hawaiian rolls.
Oh, yeah. Like, so good. Okay. So I'll make it at lunch. In the next episode, we'll tell you guys, they'll tell you guys how it is. I'm so excited to have it again. But yeah, I haven't really had any major cravings yet, but in my pregnancy with Grace, that didn't start until later. And it sucked because the only thing I really majorly craved during my pregnancy with Grace was Dole Whip and Disneyland popcorn. And Disneyland was closed
because it was the pandemic.
Yeah.
Tragic. And how specific that she was craving like that type of popcorn.
Movie theater popcorn. But the movie theaters were closed too.
And so
I would make popcorn at home and it was fine, but it wasn't.
It wasn't the same.
Yeah. What you were craving.
So I'm excited to whatever cravings do pop up later to be able to fulfill them.
Yeah. Well, we said Miguel's for like 5 seconds and then you were like, I think I need Miguel's.
Yeah.
We were like,
I perhaps need some sizzling fajitas with my cheesy garlic bread.
Yeah.
That is the weird thing, though, with pregnancy cravings. For me, at least, it's been like with my pregnancy with Grace and this time with the garlic cheesy bread, if I see something or someone says something, then I want it. It doesn't just randomly pop into my head.
Gotcha.
Okay.
You have to see it and then be like, right, that's what I was craving.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Ah, there it is.
That was what I wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited to I'll keep you guys updated through obviously the pod and my Instagram and stuff on the pregnancy as it goes. But yeah, right now I feel like things are pretty good. I'm just excited.
Good.
It's like super exciting. New life the new year.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, tea.
Right?
Tea. Love that. What a gift.
And who run the world?
Girls. And this house and period. This podcast.
And this podcast.
Thank you so much for watching. We will see you guys next week with another episode of 20 Whatever.
Bye.